The Stampeders held practice Wednesday, saw a handful of players participating after they rested on Tuesday. On the offensive line, tackles Derek Dennis and Neela Kasatati, as well as Shane Bergman, the left guard, back doing their usual first-team reps. Josh Huff, the receiver, still in the spot for Markeith Ambles at that wide position as Ambles continues to rehab an ankle injury. Dave Dickinson said on Wednesday that Markeith probably won't be able to go, so expect Josh Huff to play in back-to-back games for the first time this season. And Dickinson liked what he saw from Huff and the rest of that young receiving group over the course of Wednesday's practice.
All my young receivers have been doing a good job, working hard, but I thought he had one of his better practices. He's just getting more comfortable with what we do. You know, the other times he's played, he's kind of been on one game, off. So if it trends in the direction it's going, he'll at least get a couple back-to-back games, which I think will help.
Defensively, Chris Casher practicing again on the defensive line after he missed last week's game following a car crash. Jamar Wall at the field, but wasn't a full participant. Courtney Stephen and Jonathan Moxie were taking reps at that Sam linebacker position instead. And he's one of those veteran players that can still contribute even if he doesn't practice over the course of the week. Although head coach Dickinson did mention it's not ideal. After practice, I was able to catch up with second-year defensive backs coach Josh Bell to talk about Jamar Wall and Brandon Smith, the veterans in that secondary that have been impressive all season long, but also discuss the young players on this team and how they have been able to contribute and come together as a group so well and also so quickly. They lead the league in interceptions with 17. They've allowed the third fewest touchdowns through the air with only 13 against, and the second lowest yards per completion with 7.3. Even the former Stampeder safety Bell is pleasantly surprised at how quickly this group has been able to come together and excel.
We're ahead of where I projected us to be at the beginning of the season. A lot further ahead. I wouldn't expect us to be as cohesive. The guys are almost in the matrix. I think they are. And to be that this early in the season with another, the back end coming, it's after the game, riding back Saturday night, I was just in awe to a degree because they've exceeded my expectations.
How have they been able to do that? Because there's a handful of guys on this team who really are, it's their first year as full-time CFLers.
Humility. They're truly men in our room. They're truly men. They're responsible. They're accountable. They don't have major egos. Everybody is really about the group and the unit and not just about me.
How important have the two leaders been in that sense, in Smitty and Jamar Wall?
They are the epitome of what that is when it comes to being hard-nosed, blue-collar guys. They won't even celebrate, So those guys are unsung heroes. And the guys, it's a tip the hat to those old heads, Wall and Smitty, but also the guys to be able to lead. I mean, to be able to follow the leaders, Amos and Raheem and Trey and Mechie, those guys need because some young guys, they won't follow the lead. And then now you have a rift. We haven't had that at all.
I'm really interested about some of the guys on that field side, Deshaun Amos and Raheem Wilson. Mm-hmm. Not in your head right now. They've been incredibly impressive. And I talked to them earlier. They met in 2018 at a camp down in the States, and then they were at the Florida camp with the Stamps, and then eventually they find their way back up here, and they're both playing full-time and exceeding. Does that surprise you?
With who those men are as individuals, no, it doesn't surprise me at all. The way they've worked together, they've understood each other, they've accepted each other, the different ways that they learn, the different things that they do well, and they coach each other up. So those guys, I would love to be able to keep those guys in Stampeder helmets for the rest of their football career because they are, I believe, the changing of the guard from the old to the young.
And you look at all these young guys, like there's a bright future in this secondary between those two, Bryce Mechie, and even Trey is young as well, even though he plays like a cagey vet out there.
Right. It's amazing with those young guys. Not to mention those guys that are starting, but I got guys in the wings that nobody, is seeing, that Jamari Gilbert, Lorenzo Jerome, Moxie, who's actually getting a little action. I got a little action last week. Those guys can play too. We got Courtney Stephen, and these guys are in the dugout waiting, chomping at the bit. Rob has three interceptions. He's a backup.
Yeah.
Our room would be disastrous if those guys could not work well together and become a unit.
Just a couple individual ones to wrap up here. One, a thought on the block from Mechie and Raheem to set up Amos's first pick six.
Mechie got a block.
No, I know.
Mechie actually looked like when he took off. Now, he looked like he was fast for a moment. He looked like he was fast, elite level speed now. Now, Raheem took on the block of that big 300-pound guy. If he runs away, some guys run away from that block. He went to go meet it. And those guys, that's what we want. We even worked the drill early in the season of, hey, protect the sideline. Let's go to the sideline. Let's go to the house. So they did it. Execution at its highest.
Raheem Wilson, nominee for maybe Rookie of the Year moving forward?
Rookie of the Year. Not right now. He got to catch the ball a couple more. But I believe that I got Amos, Mechie, and maybe Trey, maybe All-Stars.
And maybe they will be. We're getting to that time of the year when awards start to be discussed, but of course, first, the rest of the regular season. And for Calgary, 7 more games, only 3 of them at home. This Saturday's game against Hamilton, Week 18, hosting Saskatchewan, and then Week 19 in the first part of a home-and-home with Winnipeg. With a 4-2 record at home this year, Dave Dickinson was asked if that's something that he's thinking about, defending their castle. But he's solely focused on this week's matchup.
Well, I just know we got a tough opponent, big game, but we're just trying to get better. We used today as a practice. I thought the guys worked extremely hard. I mean, you tell me in, you know, like week 12 or game 12, you're going to show up and give me that effort. I'd be very happy and encouraged that this team is committed and trying to get better and trying to take another step forward.
And they'll look to do so against a 9-2 Hamilton team that they lost to on the road back in Week 5 in a game that saw 3 special teams touchdowns. The focus going into this weekend's matchup, however, more on the quarterback in Hamilton, with Dane Evans continuing to improve in his 5 weeks as a starter, going 4-1. Those 4 wins coming against the Argos, Red Blacks, and 2 against the Lions, while the loss was suffered in Evans' first start when they faced the Riders. Coming out of the bye week, this will be perhaps the toughest task that Evans has faced as the starting pivot in Hamilton, although Dave Dickinson does see the 25-year-old coming into his own over the last few weeks.
Dane's moving around and doing some of the same things and growing into his own person and his own quarterback. They're gelling a little bit. To me, they're playing pretty good right now, so our defense will have their hands full.
So we'll have to see what Dane Evans can do against the Stampeders defense, who seem eager to the task of facing Evans and his excellent group of receivers, led by the dynamic Brandon Banks. Also intrigued to see what former Stampeder Jagarrett Davis has in store. 3 tackles and a sack when they played in Week 5. But his battle against Derek Dennis should be very fun to watch. Saturday, a 2 o'clock kickoff with the Ticats in town to face the Stamps. And with your Stamps Report, I'm Matt Rose.